Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What happens when a popular rock radio DJ retires, sells everything, and with his wife, takes off in an RV to see America? Ho, ho, ho! It's the Rockin' the RV Life podcast with Jeff and Patty. Join them each week as they share their experiences while giving you advice and tips along the way.
Hi, I'm Jeff.
And I'm Patty. We have a great topic this week that we're going to talk about, something we have not talked about before.
We're talking B-vans.
Yeah.
Why? They are so popular. It's unbelievable. We run into B-vans everywhere. Grocery stores, national parks, you name it. We were in Yellowstone, and we ran into a couple who actually were from Germany. They shipped their B-van to Halifax, drove it all across Canada, into America, through all the national parks and everything. They love their B-van.
Yeah, we saw them, and we saw the license plate, and we just had to stop them and say, what's going on here? Yeah. And they explained it to us, and it was really cool, because we had seen more than one in Yellowstone. We had seen quite a few of them.
Yeah, with the European license plates. Uh-huh. So anyway, we've got somebody who's going to give you a ton of information about B-vans.
Oh my gosh, she is an expert.
That's right. She grew up with vans. She sells them on the internet for General RV. Mm-hmm. She has driven and camped in just about every B-van that is out there. She also has produced a whole lot of B-van videos for General RV on their YouTube channel. And she knows them from the roof to the tires.
Inside and out.
That's right. Yeah. Becky B. is on a Zoom call with us right now. Becky, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
You are the B-van expert, and this goes way back to your childhood, right?
It sure does. So my dad bought his first conversion van in 1978, and he converted it into a Class B-van, and that is how I grew up camping with my parents in the 80s.
Wow.
Wow, that's amazing.
So obviously you got involved with B-van. You have test driven and been in just about every B-van possible. Which one is your favorite?
Well, my personal favorite right now would be the Winnebago Adventure Wagon.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new concept from Winnebago, but it is also a very modular concept. I would tell you that it does not fit a lot of the B-van community very well because it's very basic. But for me, it's perfect because it's modular and I can make it into what I want it to be. Or I would go with the Coachman Beyond, which is another one of my personal favorites.
Mm-hmm. So what do you mean by modular?
So every single thing inside of the Adventure Wagon comes out. Everything. Oh. The bed. It's a built on a Mercedes chassis. So I just want you to envision, if you just take the RV part out of the equation, you go to a car dealer and you see an empty cargo van that just has the two captain seats in the front.
Yep.
That's exactly what this Adventure Wagon can be. It can be literally taken down to just leaving the two captain chairs in the front. So because my husband and I have a woodworking business and we do a lot of art shows and we travel around a lot, we could take everything that we don't need out to make space for our art supplies or stuff that we need for our art shows, because we're taking benches and tables and dining room tables and mantles and all sorts of stuff. But then we're using it to sleep in to save money from hotel's expenses. I'll use it to keep our, you know, food and drinks cold at these shows because it has a refrigerator. Well, it's a cooler, Dometic cooler, that just literally locks to the floor, mm-hmm. but you can move it. I've used it to move it and taken it out and actually taken it to the beach. I took it out and actually just brought it in the house because we had a party, and it's such an efficient cooler. We had a summer party, so we just took it on the back deck. I actually have now purchased one because this wagon is, it's a demo from Winnebago. But I bought one for my personal use. So the Dometic portable cooler, I bought it. So my own money. It's amazing. The next thing I'll buy is that EcoFlow because it does have a lithium battery. Again, modular. So it comes out. It's 99 pounds. It'll probably take you two people to get out. And then if you lost power at home, you can plug your refrigerator into it.
Wow.
It says a 30 amp service plug on it. You could plug in an RV if you wanted to it. So that's pretty cool. That's my next purchase.
Yeah.
Well,
wow.
Obviously, vans have come a long way. I remember when I was younger, before electricity, vans, you know, you had a friend who would put shag carpeting on the walls and that was about it. Now they come with all sorts of bells and whistles. What are some of the high-end things that you find in them?
So a lot of these vans, well, number one, I mean, take this last van that we just talked out of the equation. All the vans that I sell are going to have a restroom. Majority of them all have a bathroom, a place to take a nap, a living room area of some sort, a kitchen, a place to keep your food cold, air conditioner, furnaces, solar on the roof, either a lithium battery or a generator. Not on all, but I would tell you 99% of the vans I sell have a power management system, being a built-in generator or a lithium battery system that powers everything inside of that coach. So they're very technical. There's second alternators built into the engines of the cars to help repower those batteries back up while driving as well. So there's a lot of different features. These are meant to be, people ask all the time, I want a van to go off the grid. Every van I sell is meant to be off the grid.
Wow.
You don't need to ever plug in. That's why they build vans. So you can go anywhere to be not plugged in. No camping. I'm not a campground camper. I personally like Harvest Post better, or just in the middle of the woods. That's just how I like to travel. That's why I'm also into van life. You'll probably barely ever see me in a campground. Unless I'm going there to take a shower.
Right. I understand that. I mean, we've got a Class A motorhome. It's 38 feet long. It's got a washer and dryer. It works really well for us. But there are times, like when we're in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, where I want to go to that state park where you have to go down this destroyed road for 7 miles to get to this state park, which is absolutely fabulous. But there is no way we could do that in a Class A.
Yeah.
And we just did that in that Class B. My husband and I took an 1,800 mile trip around the Upper Peninsula of Michigan at the end of August, and we had a blast. No plans, by the way. The only plan was actually go over the Mackinac Bridge and take Highway 2 to the left. Highway 2 was closed. We ended up on Drummond Island, and if you know anything about Upper Peninsula, that's on the complete opposite side of where we were actually planning on going. And we did go there, and I know exactly what you're talking about. And we took a 4x2 van to that state park.
Mm-hmm.
Not recommended in 4x2.
Right.
But definitely recommended in a van. I mean, that was an epic trip. The bad part is that it was pouring rain. I mean, we were driving. I'll send you later when we get off the phone. I'll send you videos of what we drove through. It was lakes. I mean, it was literally lakes. My husband was going, what do you think we should do? I'm like, you got to go. There's a Jeep behind us. So you better just keep driving. I don't know. Hopefully it'll push us out.
Let's talk about extremes. How much cold can these vans endure? I know there's a lot of storm chasers out there that love to ski. And the minute a ski resort has a storm, they show up. And I've been told some of these vans will put up with like 6 degrees.
I have an RV. I have a 40-foot destination trailer. We leave it in northern Michigan. We use our destination trailer all year round. You just have to be smart about your usage. Meaning, if it's the middle of winter, I'm obviously not going to keep water in the lines. But I'll put antifreeze in the toilet, and I can still use my toilet and I'm maybe not number two in there, but I can still do number one, and I can have some water on the floor to flush it down. And as long as I'm not leaving it in there, I'm okay. Now, you just have to maybe not keep water in your lines, but you can still use your van.
Right.
Now, if you do keep water in the lines, as long as you keep your furnace on, keep your water lines warm because they're inside the floor. So they're not outside exposed like all these other RVs are built. Well, not all, but a lot.
Right. Mm-hmm.
These are ran through the floor, and most of these floors are insulated. So as long as you have your coach warm inside, you're not going to have any problem with cold weather camping. Some obviously are insulated better than others, right? Mm-hmm. Price point drives that factor a lot of these times. But there are multiple people that are using these out west all year round in the winter. I mean, I was out there skiing last year and saw many, many 4x4
right.
vans out there parked in Park City, and they're skiing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, they're using their van, hanging out, eating lunch, and
yeah.
So that's
yeah.
exactly what they're for.
I mean, we were at Yellowstone, and we saw people from Europe that brought their vans here. They bring them, they ship them to Halifax, go through Canada, and then go through America. I mean, it's absolutely incredible. Mm-hmm. All right. I always get, you know, when you talk about B vans to people, well, I'm too tall for one.
These B vans are just bigger vehicles. Number one, at all these SUVs out there, you can buy an SUV right now for $90,000, but you can't stand up in it.
Right.
I'm not saying that you, if you are 6'5", you're going to be able to stand up in all of my vans. However, you're going to be able to stand up a lot further than you are in that $90,000 SUV that you just purchased. So you have to look at it that way. Now, people that are, I would say 6'4", that's kind of the cutoff of almost standing up fully straight.
Mm-hmm.
You got to bend a little at that number. But anything below that, you're almost standing up in there. Now, depending on the chassis, there's three different chassis that they build on. They build on the Ram ProMaster, that's gas. They build on the Ford Transit, which is also gas. And then they build on the Mercedes diesel. The Mercedes diesel, in my opinion, for people that are tall, is going to give you the most space, head space, and also leg room for driving. But also, it's very tall inside. My husband's also tall, so he's 6'4", and he does have to bend a little bit at the knees.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in a Mercedes van, so if that tells you anything. He will not fit in a Ram van, so I'll tell you that. He won't do it, and a Ford would be a little bit tight for him, too.
Right. Well, you know what? You brought up a good point, and that is the price points of SUVs as opposed to a B van. There's so much more you can do with a B van compared to an SUV.
There is. I mean, if you think about it, you buy an SUV, the only thing I have, I have a 2017 Yukon Denali XL. Nice car. Bought it used. We're not rich. So if I were to go and rebuy that car now, I do believe it's probably a $90,000 car.
Right.
I can't afford that.
Mm-hmm.
Cannot afford it. Too expensive. Plus, I cannot pee in there. I can't keep my sandwiches cold. I can't keep my beer cold. I can't take a nap in there. I mean, I can. It's not comfortable. I can work in there. It's not comfortable. I do, but it's not comfortable working in there. So there's a lot of things that my current SUV, I cannot do in. But guess what? If I drive that Winnebago Adventure Wagon to wherever I'm going, even if it's a doctor's office, I can easily pop up, go in the back, sit down on the bench, pull up my computer and work and go to the bathroom if I have to in there. Or make a trip to the, if I live in a hot state, I hear this a lot. I don't really live in a hot state, but it did affect me this summer. Went to the store, bought ice cream, put it in my cooler refrigerator thing, still did a bunch of errands, and then came home and put my groceries away.
Wow.
People that live in Florida have to immediately go home. Your ice cream's melted. I didn't really think about that because I don't live in Florida.
Right.
But those are real things that now affect your day-to-day life or even just simple. I mean, there's a lot of people that are working remote now. I also work remote majority of the time. I can pop in that van, and if it's a nice day, just drive to the park down the road, park there, get out my camp chair, and I can work right there because I have every single thing that I need. But now I just have a different setting and a different view to do it in.
Right. And when it comes to financing them.
Oh, yes. So financing, again, I can't even afford a payment on a brand new Yukon right now. Cannot afford it. But if I were to go and buy this $110,000 or $20,000 Adventure Wagon right now, my payment would actually be, I've done the math. So my payment would actually be around the same, about $100 difference, not a big deal, for buying a 2023 Adventure Wagon Mercedes diesel van versus my 2017 Yukon that's got 93,000 miles on it, I believe now. My payment is the same because they'll finance this for 20 years.
Wow.
Where my car, they only will do for a 7-year term.
Mm-hmm.
And the little hidden gem about these is that this is not going to be my daily driving car, right? Even though I probably would make it my daily driving car, but I'm not going to tell my insurance company that because they look at this as being an RV. It's a recreational vehicle. It's not a daily driver. So because it is an RV, they're going to give you RV insurance, meaning that you're just using this a few times a month. So the, your insurance is not nearly, you priced out getting insurance on an empty cargo Mercedes van 2023 and an empty cargo Mercedes van 2023 RVIA certified Winnebago Adventure Wagon. You can cut that down in a quarter.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
That's
so
incredible.
That's
incredible.
So mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For my $100 more of my payment, that would save me on my insurance. Michigan no-fault insurance, we're high. And I have a decent driving record, but we have such high insurance here. And we have a second car because my husband still has a vehicle. I think, too, you have to keep a lot of states, I've heard, you have to keep another car on your policy. Mm-hmm. Buy a $5,000 Ford Fusion from 2005 and put it on your policy. Who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
It's going to save you a ton of money. So that's the secret. I don't know if I just blew it for everybody.
Well,
but
you know, I need you as my CPA. You know, taxes are coming up here. Okay, what about mileage? Do they get good mileage? I mean, I get 8 miles to a gallon with this RV.
Oh, yeah.
And it's diesel.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But the downfall of the Class A versus the B. Right now, I am averaging 16.7 for my fuel economy on that. I got that at the end of March. I've put 10,000 miles on it. I'm at 16.7.
Wow. Can you do without a washer and a dryer?
No. Well, are there people that actually live in the V-bands and travel?
There are.
Yeah.
There are.
Wow.
There are. Yeah. Wow. I've met, I would say that probably at this point, 80% of my monthly business is Class B vans. Yeah. I mean, and I, every day I just talk to a Class B buyers. It's just daily at this point.
Right.
Yes. I have sold multiple vans to people that live in them full time. I think that it would be interesting to do it for a short period of time.
Yeah.
Maybe a year at most for me. For a full-time thing, I also agree. I would need some more space. I like my stuff. I don't know.
Yeah.
But for quick trips and for my day-to-day use, oh, I need a van. I don't need a Yukon anymore. I need a van. I don't even want to sell this van, but I have to. It's just such a whole better fit for so many things in day-to-day life that you don't even think about. Just enhances your day-to-day, driving to doctor's appointments, going to weddings, staying at your friends and family after you have glasses of wine, you don't want to stay at their house, stay in their driveway.
Right.
There's just a lot of things. If you're traveling from Florida to Michigan every year and you have pets, you don't have to stay in hotel rooms. You don't have to go to campgrounds. You can go to Cracker Barrels. You can go just pull off to the side of the road. You can park anywhere, literally anywhere, black out the front. Nobody knows you're there. My husband and I slept in a show, it was called a Woods and Water show, a hunting and fishing show. And I actually put the van in the show at fairgrounds. We were surrounded by tractors and lawnmower equipment and side-by-sides and ATVs. And then on the other side, it was like a carnival with all the food court land. Mm-hmm. And we slept there for 3 days, put all the curtains in the middle. I remember we opened up the door in the morning and all these guys were standing on the other side, you know, with their little food vendor tents and stuff. And my husband and I pop out of there with our bath shower and stuff. And my hair's a wreck. And basically, and these people are like, oh my gosh, they just rolled out of that van. We did. You can sleep anywhere. Wow. Nobody knows you're even there. You just stay quiet.
So you save about $800 on the hotel too, you know?
I did. Yeah. Because think about how much the hotel is, $200 a night now.
Oh yeah.
And it was we got there Thursday and we came home late on Sunday.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Of all the places you've been, what's your favorite in the van?
Moab, Utah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. That's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
If you have a van, you go to Moab, Utah.
Oh,
that is for sure.
Yeah.
For
and
sure.
And of course, I'm sure you didn't stay in any campgrounds there. You just...
No. BLM land out there is a very, very useful thing for being able to camp anywhere.
Oh, yeah, that's
yeah.
true.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to turn the tables a little bit. Back in early 2000s, we bought a ranch in Texas. Two dogs came with that ranch. Now, I know you just bought a farm, and you have something that came with your farm.
We got a horse that came with our farm.
That
yes.
is so cool.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. my gosh.
Real thing.
Have you ever had a horse before?
I have never had a horse, but my aunt and uncle, they've had horses their entire life. They still own horses. So, and actually they were just over here yesterday. My uncle shoes her, well, not shoes, but does her nails.
Uh-huh.
She doesn't wear shoes,
yeah.
but cuts her nails. So, but no, I've never owned a horse, but she had been here for 20 plus years. And what do? You tell her she can stay.
Yes,
it's her home.
Right.
So we just said, okay, but she's the sweetest thing. We love her to death. Then we rescued a dog, and then we just rescued two cats. So
there
we go.
That wow.
Bonnie Farm
so
is starting
fun.
to generate.
Oh.
Oh, but we're only into rescue animals. That's all we want to do
oh,
here.
Absolutely.
Plus, we do the Harvest Host mm-hmm. Thing here, too, on our farm. We started that last year. And if you guys don't know what Harvest Host is, for people that are listening, highly suggest you guys look into it. It is a great way for especially RVers to travel. You don't have to be just in vans. You just RVs in general to travel. You're supporting local small businesses, but you're getting off the beaten path and you're seeing stuff that is totally different and unique that you'll never, ever think you'd see again in your life. And you get to pick where you want to go. We have a woodworking company here and we just opened it last year. We had 72 people come here and stay. And for us being half the 6 months of the year here in Michigan is crappy weather. So
right.
I have a feeling next year we'll probably be close to 100 RVers coming and staying in our place because people are creatures of habit and they're already planning to come back. It's just a great way for you as an RVer to not support the big chain,
right.
you know, campgrounds.
Yeah.
And not camping right next to somebody. Oh. You can hear them fart in the middle of the night.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
You know, yeah.
I know.
Harvest Host, you know, I've had three people here at one point. So you're getting a space that's by yourself, secluded. That's the kind of camping though that I like to do. So that's also why we decided to become a Harvest Host.
Well,
it's been really fun.
That's
We've
terrific.
Met a lot of van people and I've had a lot of my own customers come and stay here. And it's just a cool way to travel, especially with vans. It makes it really easy because you're the easiest. You're just literally pulling in and you have nothing to do. There's no hookups, there's no drops, there's no auto jacks, there's no slides, there's no, you can put an awning out maybe, or probably not. You might throw a chair out, sit outside, read a book, have a quick fire, go inside, make your meal and go to bed and you get back on the road and you go.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Harvest Host.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we may be stopping by
oh,
on our
absolutely.
Way back to Ohio
yeah,
next
we will
year.
Be stopping by.
Well, I guess we are.
Yeah.
So.
If you can take a
bare
big 38
wood
foot,
and
yeah,
it up.
That's
can,
right.
And you can take a big 38 foot motorhome, huh?
That's actually what gave me the whole idea. Is when we were building our second barn for our showroom, we had semi trucks come up our driveway, and I was watching these semis because my husband's smart. And he wanted a big driveway for him to not have to back up. We have a big truck trailer and we're hauling wood a lot mm-hmm. and a big gooseneck. So he's like, I don't want to have to back up. So we have a big circle
nice.
And these big, huge semis could do the circle. So I went, I could have a 45 foot RV in here towing a car and not have to unhook. And we have had it. I have three buses here at one time and all of them. No, one guy didn't have a car, but the other two had cars and all three of them were parked right there in a row and they were easily good to go. So it makes it nice. Not all Harvest Hosts will obviously do that, but just read on their reviews or read on their description if they allow for pull through or however it is that you're traveling. But yeah, mine's easy to get through.
Well, that's great. I'll tell you what, if you're interested in a B-Van, if you're going to buy one, you're obviously the person that they should contact and buy it from.
Oh, thank you.
How can we give them all your contact information? We'll put a lot of it in the description below.
Yeah, I'll give you guys my cell phone number, and then I'm also going to give a link to share with you guys. I have a direct link that if you do fill it out, it is actually an instant $1,000 savings on a motorhome. And I don't only just sell motorhomes, so I do sell other things. So if it's a fifth wheeler travel trailer that you're interested in purchasing, that would save you another $500. It's called Bucky's Cash. And I'll send the link. Jeff can post that below. But my cell phone number is 248-252-2524. And then I'll give you my email too, Jeff, so you can post that in the description below. I do calls, FaceTime, text, whatever is easiest for you guys to reach out to me.
And, of course, it's General RV that you work for.
General RV. I'm internet sales for General RV. Mm-hmm. I have been here 9 years, and I've been specializing in the bees for 7 years. But I sell for all of our stores right now. By the end of next year, we'll have 19 operating stores across the United States.
Wow.
One of the largest family-owned. We are still owned by the Betas family. They're amazing. I love them.
Mm-hmm.
And all those states, we do sell Class Bs in. So it's a huge thing. It's a growing segment. It is one of the biggest and fastest growing segments in the RV community. So it is very exciting. And it's exciting that I've been a part of it since, you know, it was just small when I first started with these. My first show I ever went to, I had 2 Class Bs to sell, 2. And all I got questioned was, why are these so expensive? I just was fighting a fight for years. And now it's so different. I go to a show and people are like, where's the Winnebago Travato? Do you have an Integra Ethos here? Did you bring an Airstream? Do you guys have a Gretsch van? So people now know their names and they're not fighting me on the price so much because they're understanding that these are so technical and so difficult to build. They are worthy of that price tag that they're demanding.
Plus, you can do payments for 20 years. That's absolutely
20
amazing.
Years.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
If you are looking at an SUV, a brand new SUV nowadays, if you bought an SUV versus a Class B van, I guarantee you your overall monthly expenses on a Class B van, unless you're buying a Class B van that's $250,000.
Right.
But just an average B van that I sell, your monthly expenses will be less money on a B van than they will be on a daily driving $90,000 SUV nowadays.
Wow. Yeah. We want to thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much. You were terrific.
Thank you, guys. It was great talking to you, and I hope you all have a wonderful day.
Well, there she is, the amazing Becky B from General RV.
Oh, man, she knows her stuff, doesn't she?
I'm telling you, if you're going to buy a B van, that's the person to get it from.
Yeah.
She'll give you a great deal, too.
Yep.
All right, all her contact information and links are in the description below. We are out of time, so have yourself a great week. Thanks for listening, and until next time.
Oh, man, I don't know. Maybe we should go see Becky.
I knew this was coming. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
It's the Rockin' the RV Life podcast with Jeff and Patty. Hear more of their adventures on the road with our next episode. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe and tell your friends.